So there are two reasons why we should probably stop pretending we're looking to save the world through things like carbon emissions targets. One, because no one else is doing their part. The IEA this week have already told us that in 2023, the planet will be producing record CO2 emissions. In other words, doing exactly the opposite of what we're supposed to be doing. We shouldn't feel too bad about that, by the way, because it was always going to be this way. They foolishly got excited when the world locked down last year and emissions dropped, but what else did they think would happen when we all got jabbed and went back to work? And two, we're simply making fools of ourselves now by declaring climate emergencies and then importing more coal than we ever have, and not just any coal, dirty coal from Indonesia. And we're doing that because the way we produce power doesn't work, basically. Hydro's good when it rains and all the holes in the ground are big enough, and when it doesn't, our gas supply is up to it, which currently it isn't. And when those things fail, which they have, we resort to importing coal. It's about as far away on climate as you could possibly want to be, and yet, here we are. The government will tell you not to worry because they have a plan. But the sad thing is their plan has already been studied, and it doesn't work because it costs too much. Pumped hydro is their answer. It's called Lake Dunstan. In dry years, your massive bucket of water is on standby to stop the need to import coal. Now, they're currently spending $30 million on a report to tell them, I suspect, what they want to hear, because the other reports have already concluded it's not worth doing. My guess is they'll be importing many more tons of coal while we wait for the report, far less any action that may eventuate from it. The world, and no one has jumped on its bandwagon with more alacrity than this country, has got ahead of itself, basically. We live in an age where we want to feel good. We love a bandwagon, and an announcement based on feels suits our agenda. We can kid ourselves. We're at least, you know, well-meaning. We call it our nuclear moment, and liberal hand-wringers at places like Time magazine write articles about us. But basically, it's a fraud, and we are frauds, and the record amount of coal we're importing this year, next year, and in 2023 is proof of it.